first reading is from Mark chapter 2, verses 21 through 28, and it can be found in your pew Bible on page 1555. No one screws with a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old cloth. Otherwise, the patch pulls away from it, the new to the old, from the old, and a worse tear is made. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins. Otherwise, the wine will burst the skins, and the wine is lost. And so are the skins. But one puts new wine into fresh wineskins. One Sabbath, Jesus was going through the grain fields, and as they made their way, his disciples began to pluck heads of grain. The Pharisees said to him, "Look, why are they doing what is not lawful on the Sabbath?" And he said to them, "Have you never read what David did when he and his companions were hungry and in need of food? He entered the house of God when Abiathar was the highest priest and ate the bread from the presence, which is not lawful for any but the priest to eat. And he gave some of his companions the food. Then he said to them, 'The Sabbath is made for humankind, not humankind made for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is the Lord even on the Sabbath.' This is the word of God for the people of God."
Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we ask that you be with us today. May your presence fill this room. Help us to understand the point of the Sabbath, that you have given us this break to reflect on you, to have healthy minds and souls, Lord, so we may focus on what is truly important. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Now, one Monday a few weeks ago, when it was still pretty cold outside, one of the patrons of the food pantry walked in. He had gotten here early. He had gotten his spot where he wanted to be, first spot in line. And he came in to the office. Mary and I were talking, and he asked if he could come inside because it was cold outside. Now, I found out later that he really just wanted to sit inside where the pantry was so he could be there, and it was fine. But no one was in the pantry, so I said, "Well, hey, come on into the parlor. I'm going to put some coffee on. You come in and hang out." And he said, "Oh, thanks. That would be great. That would be wonderful." And he was going to the bathroom after that we talked. And then after he left the bathroom, he walked right outside. And I thought, Mary, he's going to go get whoever he's with. He's going to come right back in here. He's going to drink this wonderful coffee I just made. An hour passes. And I think, this guy's not coming back. He comes back in. He's got to use the bathroom again. And I think, great, this is a good time to remind him that I made coffee. And the parlor's nice and warm waiting for you. And I say, "Hey, coffee's on." He goes, "Oh, great, thanks." And he goes to the bathroom. And he comes out of the bathroom. And he walks right out the door again. At which point, I tell Mary. Mary and I start joking. I go, "Hey, buddy, you better get in here and drink this coffee. I'm trying to follow my calling from Jesus Christ, my Lord, and you're not cooperating. I'm trying to show hospitality, and you're going to take it whether you like it or not. I made this coffee for you." Now, I don't know if you've ever had that feeling where someone has burdened you with their expectations of how you should act, whose parents haven't said, "We're going on vacation and you're going to have a good time or else." Or you're going to eat that ham salad and you're going to like it. I have to imagine this is how Jesus felt when he encountered the Sabbath regulations that were imposed by the religious leaders in our story today from Mark 2. Jesus disciples were out and they were picking heads of grain from the fields, and the Pharisees start to openly question Jesus. Isn't what they're doing unlawful on the Sabbath? I always want to say in response to that, why don't you mind your own business? You know? Sounds like that kid in class is going, you're not supposed to do that. You know? But here's the crazy thing, right? The people questioned, the Pharisees questioning Jesus weren't wrong. In the Mishnah, which is this additional Jewish book beyond the Hebrew Bible, there are detailed regulations and instructions about what you can and cannot do on the Sabbath. And one of those regulations is it strictly prohibits the reaping of grain on the holy day. But here's the thing. Jesus openly rejects these additional regulations and instructions. He breaks with the tradition of the rabbis and makes a bold statement that he is the Lord of the Sabbath, and therefore he will determine what the Sabbath means and how it should be practiced. Now, Jesus knew that the Sabbath should not be a day where God says, you will stop everything and worship me or else, right? Jesus knew that we don't worship a God who is in the debt collecting business, obsessed with details of whether it is lawful to make coffee or turn on a light switch on the Sabbath. Such demands would defeat the intention of the Sabbath day and turn it into some kind of accounting class where every week you have to determine whether you're legally allowed and not allowed to do. Now, we shouldn't demonize the Pharisees. The Mishnah was an attempt to help the Jewish people live into God's law, especially for the Sabbath. But Jesus sought to restore the Sabbath as a day of liberation, a day of freedom, a day of joy for all of humanity, a day where you could put aside the labors of human existence and reconnect with yourself and your Creator God. Genesis tells us that God, knowing how essential it was to have rest and a break from the busyness, built a day of rest into creation, right? That was what the seventh day is all about. The prophet Isaiah talks about the Sabbath being a day of delight, where we set aside our everyday pursuits, our everyday strivings, and remind ourselves that we belong to God, essentially having a day to get our priorities straightened out. The Sabbath, for us, should not be a prison, but a day of freedom. And in Hebrew, Sabbath is both a verb and a noun. And the verb means to stop or to cease or put to an end. How might we practice Sabbath, Shabbat, in the Hebrew, in a way that allows us to cease bad habits and destructive cycles of our daily lives? How can we take a break in order to reconnect with ourselves, our bodies, and our God? I think it's time for all of us to reclaim a Shabbat practice, a Sabbath practice, to give a rest to the feelings and the behaviors that have prevented you from fully living into God's presence. Maybe for you it's time to give a rest to that self-imposed frustration that you feel on a regular basis. I know I have plenty of that, where the frustration comes so easily. Maybe it's time to give a rest to the anger, a low sense of self, a toxic relationship, or bad feelings or attitudes of what it means to be a man or a woman. Perhaps we need to give it a rest to the idea that there is never enough to go around, which causes you to hold too tightly to your possessions and your wealth. Maybe it's time to put to rest an old fear that you have, that you haven't been able to let go of for a long time. What do you need to give a rest to in your life? Let's leave behind the old wineskins, those attitudes that have stopped working for us, those feelings that only bring us down and or lead us down dark paths, and embrace the new wineskins offered by Christ. Take on a Sabbath. It's how God has ordered all of our creation, and we should not fight against it because it's how God has ordered our lives. If God said, hey, you need to take a break, you should listen. Follow that advice. It's right there in Genesis. Now, some of the Sabbath practices that help us reconnect, we covered in our Lenten series all out at All Saints. Things like mindful yoga, walking, where you reconnect with your breathing and your body. The practice of simplicity, where you eliminate those possessions and those practices that get in the way of you being generous and get in the way of your faith. Or the practice of daily examine, where every night you take a look at your week or your day and you see where you felt close to God and where you felt far away from God. Take on a practice, but the main focus of a Sabbath practice is that you need to put aside your usual distractions, your usual activities, and take time to reconnect with your body and your God. And it can take a lot of forms, and I've seen a lot of the forms you all practice Sabbath. Exercising, singing, dancing, playing cards. Did I put that in here? Yes. Some of y'all do that over at All Saints. And you have fun doing it, right, Joy? It's a fun thing. But you see that as a Sabbath practice, right? You get away from your stuff. Sewing, building, creating art. It may not happen once a week. You may not be able to take a break once a week because your life's so crazy. And you may only have time for an hour. That's a break. But take it. Just remember that a Sabbath practice is a part of a healthy faith and a healthy body. And take a break and see how you might better connect with God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.